This is a huge piece of metal machinery, which poses a puzzle. How could you possibly, first of all, make such a huge lump of metal? What was the energy source for that? And secondly, how would you possibly drive it? You obviously couldn't lift it round. So in order to do that and to power it, you needed coal. So the coal mines that were in this area were essential. But then you have another problem, which is transport. You have the metal being made here, but it then has to be shipped elsewhere. And so you have a rather surprising development. I used to think that there was water and then they brought the coal to the right place. In fact, it's the other way around. The great canal networks, which were one of the revolutions of the 18th century, such as this, were made in order to transport the new iron and to bring coal to the right places. So without the coal revolution and the iron revolution, you wouldn't have had the canals. They were an effect, not a cause, but they were absolutely vital to the development.